Okay, we're in closed session. Anything that we haven't already talked about as far as that whole discussion earlier?
I think we've, you know, for today, we've covered everything. And, you know, we're gearing up for tomorrow, obviously.
Yeah. Bob, can you think of anything else we need to talk about in closed session? Otherwise, we probably don't even need to be here.
I'm good with calling it a day. I mean, I will be preparing, if you will, an email, a confidential email outlining the concerns I have once I hear basically what the current situation is after tomorrow's meeting. Okay. I do have feelings about that. I do think there's been a lot of issues that have been going on since the first of the year that are essentially linked. So I do want to get a feel for what information you're in to find out tomorrow, James and Carrie, and then go from there, obviously.
There is one more thing.
Okay,
there's one more thing that we need to talk about. We received a request a little over a week ago from Ann Winston at Summit for a list of customers that we presently service, and when we started servicing them, and if they're standby or if they're live customers, and what their balances are, and everything. I still wonder whether we should do that. I don't know if that's.
I don't know either. That's a legal question.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. Can you imagine calling Harry Gibson's water provider and saying you want his name and whether he's current or not on his bill?
Yeah, you're right, Bob. I think that's
data mining relative to this whole issue of residency and all that sort of thing, or are they just curious? They don't have standing in so many areas, arguably, to propose some of the things they're proposing, but this is a dramatic overreach. Private developers can't request that kind of specific information from a utility.
Yeah, I'm just not sure
wrong?
It's legal. I'm not sure it's legal. That's my concern.
I'm not either. That's what I'm saying.
So let's, before you release that, I think it's wise to talk with legal about it and see what they have to say.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Why would we release that even if it's legal? Why would we consider that a smart move? I don't want my personal customer information leaked to a developer.
We just went into closed session.
Okay. We don't have enough public relations issues up there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to be a stick in the mud here on some of this stuff. But that's a little bit of a privacy issue.
Yeah, let's have Paul and I work through legal staff and get an answer on that. But I agree with you, Bob. It causes some concerns for me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I think that's why Paul brought it up, because it causes some
concerns. Of course. Thanks, Paul.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else in the closed session?
No.
Okay.
We still have outstanding board appointments and board makeup issues we've got to get figured out. But my point is, Summit's wanting to pull away from what I'm understanding from them because they have a thoughtful, progressive approach to water and sewer. And they have a customer and client base that's willing to spend a tremendous amount of money to create new processes to deal with water and to deal with sewer.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay, and we have on seemingly several different occasions approached someone and asked them to pay and assist in moving infrastructure costs forward, and seemingly have been more likely to meet the demands of the Wolfies rather than meet the demands of Summit. And so in their mind, why do they want to keep working with a district that's working against them and trying to be progressive? And to be honest, they can see the financials, and they can see the costs associated with an old district. And so I'm trying to move forward a feeling, and I thought we were working that direction, on we want to be a thoughtful, progressive district, looking at different ways to provide water and sewer. And from our aspect, we're having meetings trying to talk them out of creating their own district and into investing in this district. And I think we're going in the wrong direction. Well, it doesn't help us as commissioners if we switch hats when we're going to go into a meeting with them and try to say, no, this is a thoughtful, progressive district that is being professionally managed now, and it has professional vision and professional finances, and we buy into this new concept of how we deal with water and deal with sewer. And because that's what the commission is trying to sell to Summit, is to stay in the district. And I when they're at odds with the Wolfies, but seemingly we address all the Wolfie issues and don't address the Summit issues, you're dealing us a difficult hand, to the extent that we're saying, listen, we can get better representation on the board. The board is more thoughtful, the district is more thoughtful, run more professional, and it can meet your needs with your present phase and in the future phases. That's what we're trying to do. I'm trying not to do anything that takes the relationship backwards, because I want it to go forwards.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts, right, wrong, or indifferent.
I'll speak from a management standpoint relative to, you know, I've heard Greg talk about, we've got this sewer burning stuff, and why can't we lower the per unit allowance so that we can distribute more of the water from our given well to more connections, and I'm all for it, but it's all been talk, you know, like, Well, show me the beef. Let's see what you have. As far as distributing more water, you know, using rather than 400 gallons per capita per day, using 200 gallons per capita per day, we have state code that we're bouncing up against, and the state regulators will not allow us just to off the top. Change that number. It's there. There's a lot of discussion in the industry about wanting to get that, make the state be a little more progressive, but as of today, they are not. And so we have to follow state code when it comes to this stuff, because they're the ones that grant ultimate permission and consent to doing whatever we do up there in terms of expansions of the system. So, the manager is kind of held, you know, he's torn in a between two worlds here, the reality of the state code and the dreamers up on the mountaintop.
Right.
And he gets it in terms of what the dreamers would like to do, but he's got to balance that with the reality. And so there has never been from the manager any no, other than, hey, when you want to reduce the per capita demand, you've got to have 2 years of records. You have no connections yet to even justify that. When you get 2 years of connections and meter reads, we'll go after it. I have said, relative to water and water sources, I have said to him, and I said this tomorrow, I said, give me the easement so I can drill the well, and you're drilling your well at the same time. I'll go to the state with Summit, and we'll prevail upon them to allow the vesting of the additional 200 or 300 lots, because we have got a total of 3 wells, in one working and 2 others in the works, and you can have the full capacity of Hidden Lake Well, because we'll have capacity in a future replacement well to supply the existing needs of the existing, I'll say, old district customers, and maybe then some.
And then some.
And then I get the leverage play. And he goes, Morrow says, well, I hadn't thought of that. I have another I have another 88 connections I can use from the existing well. And he gives me the leverage play. That's where I am from a management standpoint.
Well, they have no vested say within the district right now, and I think that's why I brought it up.
I
think the board needs to expand two more members, and we have the capacity right now with what we found out from Mr. Uliberry. The best thing I've ever found is if you're struggling with somebody that is outside the organization, is you bring them in.
Yeah.
And then they start understanding the dynamics of the relationship, but we've got to get them to want to come in and take that opportunity. And we're trying to figure out the best way to do that. We've already had one meeting where we've had a meeting, we're going to have another one, but I think the best thing for the district is to get Summit invested in it. And that is by them being here at the meetings and being part of the meetings and seeing our challenges, but then also pitching what they're trying to do and having the old district want to be part of a new concept and how we manage water and how we deal with sewer. And we've got to have that positive relationship to actually get them to the back to the table.
And just so you all know, right after we went in the closed session just now, Jeff walked in the room. Again, because I told him the meeting was at 10, I'm sure, instead of 8, and so that's good. And apparently he didn't know about it last month, and so I'm sure we're going to get we don't want them involved.
Well, I thought we were meeting, isn't there a meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the one with the consultants to make sure. That's not a district meeting, that's just a discussion with management and consultants to try and talk about the district issue, but I just want, I just wanted you to know that that's probably not good. That, you know what I mean? For Jeff, I'm sure he's out there wondering why we had the meeting without him again. From that perspective, I'll apologize for the miscommunication there, and I'm sorry to everyone whose time was. I know everybody was affected here. Bob got up 2 hours early. Commissioner,
Bob got up like 7 hours early.
That's okay. I'll go get my sinuses drilled today just for shits and
giggles. Hey, listen, but the Ahi runs at about 7:06 tonight, so you'll still be okay.
So okay. I will. Let's just go out of closed session if you're ready, and I don't know if there's anything else, huh?
You know, I've heard a lot of things from Paul and from James and all these sorts of things. And I pretty much echo the notion that optimally Summit needs to recognize that they're better with the district than they are without the district. But I got to channel my inner Matt Bell right now. How many homes have they built? Completed. Zero. How many lots have they actually raised for cycle two? 40. How many lots are they holding themselves in phase one, which is in the district, inexorably in the district, okay? Where is phase two? Where is our agreement with Wolf Creek relative to mitigation at Cobay? We're not actually the bug they think we are with the Wolfies right now. We've been able to keep them at bay in their behalf. So my feeling is, honestly, I'm all for new technology. I'm all for creative approaches. But right now, I think this is just talk. And talk is cheap, okay? So where I am on this is I want to get this easement. I want them to pay for it. I want to get water out of the ground at Cobay so we get the redundancies that our manager tells us we absolutely need. I want to complete this mitigation conversation with Wolf Creek on those Alita shares that we bought. I want them to build 25 homes this summer so that we understand their viability as partners, okay? These sort of assessments go both ways. They don't think we've got our act together. Well, I'm not so sure they got their act together in terms of actually executing a build-out, okay? We need to be very careful here with our customers, okay? Our customers are a little tense about some of this stuff right now, and we've been working to try and keep that at bay. The last thing we need are these kind of discussions, okay? So get the information, put this on hold, full stop, until they can show us that they're competent, until they can start to build, until we can get our mitigation conversations taken care of, until we can get water out of the ground. This is crazy to entertain these conversations about their new district. This is just pie-in-the-sky, delusional, wishful thinking. It's like talking about that village or the hotel we're going to build. It's great if it happens, but the reality on the ground is 7 homes, and not one of them even has wrap on it. Not one of them has siding. So that's the reality on the ground, and yet we're talking about some creative eat-your-own-waste technology that want to leave us. This is out of control.
You don't talk like us farmers sometimes. I like it, Bob.
Well, along with the animal analogies, this is the tail wagging the dog.
Yeah.
Okay? And we've got to be careful with this one, okay? We dodged that issuance of the will serve letter because of goodwill with Wolf Creek. We move forward with any substantive conversations about a new district in the absence of a mitigation agreement, in the absence of wet water, in the absence of governance issues, we're toast, okay? Hello? I'm telling you, that's how I feel. And since the first of the year, I think my track record on predicting these kinds of things is pretty good. And I was under the impression that all we had to do was give them the easement, and then this whole conversation about a new district would evaporate. Well, actually, it's not evaporating. That was their strategic intent, was to tell us that if we didn't do it, they were going to form their own district. But I'm telling you guys, full stop on this conversation. Get the information, but press the stop button. That's how I feel. And I'm just one board member here, but I'm a community member. My water is at risk. My sewer is at risk. My neighbors are feeling these issues. It's crazy. So,
yeah.
And it sounds a little weird with me standing around here with these chickens in the background or whatever, but full stop, get the information and press the stop button until they show us that they're worth any more of our time. They haven't done anything up there. This is all just aspirational nonsense.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little animated here.
No, again. I'm with you. You're right on. So let's...
Thanks, guys.
Can all we right, turn? Bob, we're going to go out of... Hold on.
Aloha Nui.
What's that?
Aloha Nui.
Aloha Nui.
Aloha.
What's that mean?
Aloha. You know, that means take a pill.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Love you, Bob.
You're like one Howie Mandel over there.
We'll keep you updated, Bob.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks. Thank you, Bob.
Bye. Bye.
Are we done?
Second, come out of closed session.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're back in open meeting. And.